Let's say that tomorrow morning we have the first nuclear blast in Ukraine. Then we will have the same happening also in the US. We will have people that will be called to go to war. Now, the problem is that the culture that has shaped the virility of the US man today is a very bad culture. We don't have any virility in America. So those people who will go to war will be the woke, the product of this woke culture. And if you send a bunch of drag queens here from Palm Springs to war in Ukraine against the Russian, I don't think they will end up very well.
Where do the current developments in Ukraine and how it's going to impact Europe fit into the New World Order Illuminati plan? Or maybe the better way to ask it is the rise of Russia organic, or how does that play into the Illuminati New World Order plan, in your view, Leo Zagami?
They have created with the Zelensky phenomenon the bottomless pit in which throwing in billions of dollars every month to create eventually their great reset by bankrupting everybody else. So that is really the reason why we have the crisis in Ukraine. It is a bottomless pit. The guy just opens his mouth to ask for money, more money and more money. And of course, all this so they can bankrupt the worldwide economy and they can go for their great reset. So we can say that Russia, in a way, is a willing or unwilling, we don't know, that participant to this plan. In any case, Russia doesn't lose much because they have their very strong alliance with China, and the New World Order is shifting from an American-centric New World Order to a Sino-Russian New World Order, which will, of course, help the establishment of Cyber Satan, and Cyber Satan then will aid the rise of the Antichrist. So this is basically the what we have in front of us for the next few years. It is being prophesied for a long time. We all thought it's going to happen in one way or another, but actually now that it's happening in front of our eyes, there is a lot of Christians that tend to turn the other way because they think this is a bit too much for them to take on board. While instead, when it comes down to the pipeline that has been sabotaged, the Central Intelligence Agency was already warning, because they were warning a few weeks ago in a preparatory stage for what is the most dark and terrible winter ahead in Europe. They will gradually have no more gas, no more heat. For them, it's going to be a really bad winter. So here in America, we're not going to suffer as much as Europe. And I advise most of my Italian friends to just take a plane and go to Mexico, or to get the hell out of Europe, because
yeah,
Europe is really heading for a very bad place.
No, it's really amazing to think that's the reality of the situation. But you're a realist. I'm a realist. I don't think Europeans and Americans, obviously the media is doing them a terrible disservice, not cluing them in on where the world is really going. I think they're in for a shock, Leo. I really think Europeans and Americans are in for a shock. They don't understand that their entire way of life, their birth rate, their birthright, everything that they've become used to and accommodated to, it's going away. Like, it's gone soon if they don't figure this out quickly.
Owen, let's talk about the conscripts. I mean, that have been called 300,000 by Vladimir Putin. Let's say that tomorrow morning we have the first nuclear blast in Ukraine. Then we will have the same happening also in the U.S. We will have people that will be called to go to war. Now, the problem is that the culture that has shaped the virility of the US man today is a very bad culture. We don't have any virility in America. So those people who will go to war will be the woke, the product of this woke culture. And if you send a bunch of drag queens here from Palm Springs to war in Ukraine against the Russian, I don't think they will end up very well.
Well, and I also think the problem is going to be, there's going to be two types of soldiers I see volunteering for this. And that's, like you said, the woke that have been tricked into thinking they're actually fighting for Ukraine or women's rights or who knows what else they'll believe. But then, I mean, you generally do have, and I know some of these people, you genuinely do have people in the U.S. Army and Marines and other, they just like to fight, Leo. I mean, they just like to fight. They like to travel around the world, and they like to fight. That's what they like to do. And you're going to have this combination of those two, and I think the people that are actually good at their job and like to fight, they're not going to want to deal with all these weirdo woke people that are just dragging them down. So I see there being a problem in the military in the future, too.
Here, Owen, the officers have been formed by universities of woke people, of leftists from the end of the 60s onwards, that then later on become woke. Now we have the woke is a relatively new ideology, but the officers, unfortunately, are no longer the officers we used to have in the U.S. armed forces. They are, unfortunately, too lost in their gender kind of thing, you know? So here we are fronting officers like the Russians who have lost generals on the field fighting.
Yep.
I don't see American generals today losing their life in field fighting.
They're not even being honest that it's U.S. military members over there fighting. They're not even telling America that that's what's going on. It's not Ukraine defeating Russia. Ukraine was getting demolished by Russia, that's probably not the best way to put it. Putin was winning in eastern Ukraine. He had won. Then the U.S. sent in special forces, heavy artillery, more cash. And now the U.S. has actually backed Russia off, like you said, killing officers, killing Russians. And Putin's not too happy about that.
It is a proxy war, but like I said, now that this poll has ended today, and of course those territories have been officially annexed to Russia, it is a Russian Federation, then Putin automatically will move his nuclear arsenal on the new territories of the Russian Federation. And that is the beginning of the end for Europe, and let's hope not for America. Let's hope we can save America from all this.
Yeah, I think in the first couple waves of this, America is going to be isolated, and then depending on how bad America collapses under an economic collapse potential, then maybe the people might need to worry about military intervention. I think the U.S. can remain independent from this, thank God, at least in the early stages, but this thing could escalate so quickly. And so let me just get one more question in here before the break. Am I missing it? Am I blind here? Where are the calls for peace? Where are any world leaders trying to stand this down? Where are any calls for a summit, anything? Am I missing something, Leo? I'm not seeing it anywhere.
There is no calls for peace, and the Pentagon has been very clear. At the first nuclear blast, the Americans are going to be involved in this war. So it's just a matter of time now. It's just like a countdown to disaster happening in the next few months, not in the next few years. So sadly, we need to get ready for all this. And I'm praying. I'm praying a lot every day because I think that we don't really realize what it means, the next phase of this great reset.
No, and you know what? You've written about this in your book, and this is kind of the next level of it. We've talked about wars. Humans have gone through wars. I mean, we're not so far removed from generations fighting in war after war after war. I think the next phase of this, and you write about this in your books too, is we don't realize how captured we are in the technocratic grid. I mean, folks, we are trapped in the internet. We are trapped in the interweb. And if that ever goes down, how do you think you're going to get your money? How do you think you're going to turn your AC on? How do you think you're going to start your car? How do you think you're going to run your business? How do you think you're going to get your food? You're not. You're not. We've been put into a technotronic web and net, and the symbolism and the wording is all there.
And I'm going to say this front and center, right up front. I'm leaving it all in the field. I love my crew. I love you all. We are in a Chapter 5 bankruptcy to be able to show we're solvent, but then show the courts we don't have all these extra money that the Democrat Party law firms are suing for. So this organization coming out of Chapter 5, InfoWars and free speech, will be able to operate basically forever. Because we'll just have a plan on what can be paid to these people versus what they're claiming we have. And then yours truly basically won't get paid or a very small amount. That's fine. I don't care about that. I want to stay on the air. But if we don't make it through Chapter 5 in the next 5 weeks, it's a 13-week process. We're already 7 weeks into it. Then this place is going bye-bye. So we are right there, ladies and gentlemen, on the cusp. All you got to do is go to InfoWarsStore.com. There's not a better place to fight the New World Order and get the great products. Ladies and gentlemen, fiber greens, the highest quality greens you're going to get from wheatgrass, more concentrate. It's back in stock, 50% off. Diet Force is amazing, back in stock, 40% off. Brain Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. We have the Immunity Supercharger Trifecta DNA Force, vitamin C with zinc, and the D3 gummies, highest quality, back in stock together. A trifecta, you better be taking this fall and winter or you're crazy. What's going on? To boost your immune system, it's 50% off. Please go there now and keep us on air.
Excellent analysis with Leo Zagami, as always. His website, leozagami.com. And I want to cover a couple other stories that your website is featuring here. Pope imposes deadline for Vatican to transfer assets to bank. Is Pope Francis about to rob the Vatican Bank, or is Europe facing financial collapse? Pope Francis instructs Vatican entities to move all funds to Vatican Bank by September 30th. Leo, you're in the know on all things Vatican as much as anybody I know. What is the story here?
Well, first of all, this month we had an unprecedented visit to Kazakhstan, to Nur-Sultan, the city that used to be called Astana, the great pyramid of the interreligious dialogue in which they have been forging and putting together the one world religion for the last few years. And actually, it was an unprecedented visit that came after Pope Francis said, oh, I can't travel any longer, I can't go to Kiev, to Ukraine. But then the week after, he went to Kazakhstan, which is even further away. So The whole thing here is that, of course, they are putting together also the one world religion, which is another important event in the coming of the Antichrist. When it comes instead to the Vatican Bank, we know it's one of the most corrupt institutions, the IOR, as it's known, the Istituto for le Opere della Religione, for the works of religion. In reality, it's always been a place where mafiosi, the CIA, and all kinds of tags from all over the world have filtered, laundered money, put it together for collapsing, for example, the Soviet Union with Solidarnosc in the last phase of the Cold War. So now they are requesting the Pope to clear up his act with this bank, and at the same time, the Pope needs money, because since this pandemic has started, believe it or not, he doesn't have any more cash. He has closed all the churches and make sure that, you know, the churches...
They don't want to sell all the gold and everything they have hidden under the Vatican?
That's, of course, something they will never do. But there is also another thing, that before Ratzinger went away, that gold was transferred to Germany, to Deutsche Bank, so that gold is not even there any longer physically. But in the meantime, what is happening is that, of course, the Pope needs liquidity, because the Vatican museums that bring the most of the liquidity in the Vatican was closed down for almost 2 years with all this pandemic thing, the tourists not going any longer to visit the Vatican. And so now he needs cash. And he said to all the Vatican institutions, the only place where you can put this cash is the Vatican Bank from now on. And you have 30 days to do that, 30 days starting from the 1st of September. So we are almost there. So at this point, what is the plan? The plan is to save the Vatican Bank, to make it transparent towards the European institutions. But at the same time, we know that Europe is about to enter an unprecedented crisis. So let's see what's going to happen. I mean, he is making these Pachamama coins, and of course, he's creating with the Vatican Bank an opportunity to show to the world, oh, we are clearing our act up. But in reality, we know that behind the scenes, the mafiosi are still there. They're still using the Vatican Bank. So I don't know how this is going to end, but I don't think that the Pope is going to probably run off with the money. But definitely the Pope wants to resign as soon as possible. And in the meantime, he wants to clear up the Vatican Act. You're showing the Pachamama coin. It's quite incredible that in the month of August, a guy in Central or South America, where they worship the Pachamama, found himself in the middle of the night after getting drunk. He found himself 50 miles from where he was, and they were about to sacrifice him burying him alive for Pachamama. So Pachamama is not just an innocent cult. It is a cult for the human sacrifice, like I said also in my books. And this guy has testimonied that basically he was buried alive and woke up like in a horror movie and managed to escape in some way or another. But this was actually relayed by credible sources, by newspapers in both South America and also in Italy, in giornales. So,
well, and, mean, it's almost, and it's almost like rubbing it in the face, too, where the Pope hasn't come out and said anything against abortion. I think maybe he's even spoken positively of it, but it's been, if anything, neutral or very silent. It's a key issue, it should be, in the Catholic Church and with Christians, and he's not wanting to comment on that right now. But then they, oh, look, we care so much about pregnant mothers, but we also do human sacrifice.
Let's not forget that Nancy Pelosi went with the husband to get the communion after basically the diocese in San Francisco had said that they didn't want to give a communion any longer. So she just bypassed the whole thing, went to Rome and got communion directly from the Pope to show that she's part of the elite. And that the elite has this woke agenda that also marries with the progressive agenda of Pope Francis and the new church, which is basically a church that is rejecting the traditional values of the Catholic Church in favor of something that is transforming itself gradually in that one world religion of the Antichrist we talked about earlier.
Leo Zagami, great stuff as always. Where can people follow your work?
At leozagami.com with all my latest article and also with my books. Volume 7 is my latest book. But this fall, I'm glad to announce the coming of a new book, Volume 8 of my Confessions, which will explain you for the first time the rise of the Antichrist and how it was helped and aided by Hollywood, the secrets of Hollywood that have never been revealed about Freemasonry, secret societies, and so on, will be revealed in this new book. And I want to also compliment our friend Alex Jones for this excellent book on the Great Reset, because at page 122, he says it very well. The World War II order is breaking down. And that is really what is happening here. Now we have the World War III order, and that's just coming together and shaping itself. So let's pray for humanity and God bless America and your work.
Amen. Thanks for that. And I'm glad you announced your new book coming out soon, because I was just thinking, man, I gotta secure all 7 copies of Leo Zagami's book before they, you know, make him illegal. But now I'm going to wait till book number 8 comes out. I'm going to get the whole collection. Leo Zagami, thank you so much. Good to hear from you.
Thanks.
Don't listen to corporate media. Don't listen to the establishment. Don't listen to Republican, Democrat leaders. Don't listen to think tanks. You want to hear why they fear InfoWars.com? You want to hear why they fear Alex Jones? Go to InfoWars.com and actually hear my show. Watch what we say. Watch what we do. See what we really say. And we're not going to defeat these people until we admit they're evil, we admit it's going on, and we organize against them and we stop them.
This man is more hated by the media than Donald Trump, and that says something, okay?
That's why they hate us, is we're very, very popular populist. I have the number one book of the world, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It exposes Klaus Schwab. It exposes Bill Gates. It exposes the New World Order with their own quotes. Number one book of the world. And liberals and conservatives and everybody are buying it because they want to hear what they're not supposed to hear.
Alex Jones had the biggest book in the country, but the New York Times lied about that because the New York Times doesn't want you to know that.
Listen, you want to hear unfiltered, sometimes we're wrong, sometimes we're right. You want to hear unfiltered, real analysis from the wild man from Texas, from the Texas tornado. You go to InfoWars.com and the audio and video feeds and what we say are there. And I ask the public to judge me for yourself.
Alex is right about far more than he's wrong.
They're in fear of the truth that he does actually bring out.
But at the end of the day, if you want to know the truth, just research it for yourself and come to InfoWars.com and see the forbidden information that you're not supposed to see at InfoWars.com.
I just caught you, American. You visited Band of Video. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg and others angry at you. do what CNN says and do not visit man.video, or I have to hurt your eyes.